Here at the BASF Ag Media Summit, I am speaking with Marcus Helt, who is president, BASF Crop Protection, and stationed in Germany, although he used to be in North Carolina just until just a few years ago. So it's good to see you, and it was good to see you a couple of years ago when we had the Ag Media Summit here. First thing I want to ask you, Marcus, is why BASF thinks that holding an event like this is so important.
Hello, Cindy. Great to see you again, and obviously also many other colleagues and friends here. Now, we believe we have to use the opportunity to meet with the media to position our strategy as an innovator, as an innovative company with a clear commitment to sustainability. And obviously this time we wanted to showcase the first results of our newly developed and launched Ag Balance tool. We believe it's an interesting tool. It's a good platform to help in a dialogue with our partners, with our customers, but also with our critics, to bring a more informed, hopefully also more balanced view to an important topic of sustainability in modern farming.
And sustainability has been our theme here. Now, you brought up the Ag Balance, and you did a little bit about that. You really launched that last year. What are some of the crucial findings that you've gotten out of it so far?
Now, let me just briefly talk about the history of Ag Balance, because BASF started in 1996 introducing eco-efficiency tools for industrial use. We have more than 460 studies completed, which were used in many different industries, many different case studies. And basically 2 years ago, we said, okay, that eco-efficiency tool is a good starting point, a good platform, but obviously certain aspects are missing, especially here biodiversity, the impact on soil, water, and the air. And that's why we've decided to broaden that eco-efficiency tool to take care of agricultural needs and requirements. And we've added certain indicators to the tool, and we've branded it Ag Balance. We've introduced it to the media back in November 2011. In the meantime, we've performed case studies in different parts of the world, in Europe, Brazil, North America, and in Asia. And we are obviously currently reviewing those studies, communicating and sharing those with our customers and with our partners. And there is a global clear plan to roll out that tool in different parts of the world as part of the global BASF commitment to sustainability, in this case for agriculture.
Mm-hmm. And you did show a little, give us a little glimpse of some of what you're finding over the, and you're looking at the last 10 years, or at least 2000 through 2010, and you've seen, you're at least initially seeing a really big improvement, especially in corn production, as far as sustainability is concerned.
That's right. Now, we've performed a case study based on corn production in Iowa, comparing 2000 and 2010 corn production. We've found out, based on the results, and obviously we are willing to share the results in detail once the study is finalized, we've seen an improved sustainability index of 42%. There are three pillars measuring and contributing to the 42%. There is an improvement in the economic considerations of corn production comparing those 10 years, largely driven by the improved productivity and the improved prices of corn if you compare 2010 with 2000. There is a significant improvement of the ecological footprint of corn production, and this is the adoption of new technology if you compare those timing points. And that's largely the significant adoption of BT technology and the reduction of older insecticides, especially for the seed treatment and soil insecticide application. Again, a big driver behind the improved ecological footprint. And thirdly, the social aspects have significantly improved because of the increased opportunity for training, farm staff development, and also changes in the social environment of farming in Iowa comparing those 10 years. So in conclusion, we see this case study as a very good starting point to open a dialogue with other partners in the value chain, with other association and members. And we believe it's an important finding and contribution to show to politicians, to NGOs, to consumers, that modern farming is more sustainable. And it's really, from our perspective, a journey. We want to help moving forward in that journey and balancing the three dimensions, not just looking at the ecological or economic or social factors. And that's where we believe our tool is different, sort of unique, that we're really trying to balance those three aspects.
There's a lot of negativity when people talk about 9 billion people by 2050. Like, how can we feed that? Why is BASF optimistic about the future and about the ability of the farmers of this world to be able to meet that goal and to be able to meet the needs of people in the future?
Now, we are convinced that with innovative solutions, with really trying to get the maximum from each acre that is currently planted around the globe, we can feed those 9 billion people down the road. So it's not about planting more acres, it's about optimizing the output per acre. And in that context, innovative solutions, new technologies are the key driver to achieve that target, which is ambitious. But if you look at the progress U.S. farming has made the last 20 years, and if we extrapolate that progress to Latin America, to some of the Asian or East European markets, there's significant potential to improve productivity and yield on those acres that are already farmed in the regions I've just mentioned.
All right. Well, very good. Marcus, I know that there's a lot of interviews lined up, but do you have any parting thoughts?
No. My final conclusion was it was great to be here in Chicago. It was important to get our message across, to keep that dialogue with the media, to keep positioning BASF as an innovator, who is ready and willing and interested to share our thoughts, but also listening to feedback we get from the media in a close, transparent, and open partnership.
Well, we sincerely appreciate the opportunity to be here and to be able to meet with all of you and to get so much information that we almost can't even use it all. It's great, but we will try hard. We will try our best. Thank you very much. Here at the BASF Ag Media Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.